DOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for 2013, 2014, and beyond.
Our country is on the rise. The important element is that we have fixity of purpose to ensure that economic growth is achieved with equitable distribution of income and wealth.
Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton. Jamaica is now the highest-ranked Caribbean country for its ease of doing business, according to the 2015 World Bank Doing Business Report. The country moved up 36 places to a ranking of 58, bettering last year's ranking of 94. Several business indices, including the Logistics Performance Index, Global Competitiveness Index, and the Doing Business Report, are all showing improvements in areas key to attracting investments for economic growth and stability. Members of the private sector and development partners are optimistic about Jamaica's remarkable leap in the World Bank Ease of Doing Business ranking. Managing Director of the Jamaica Producers Group, Jeffrey Hall.
This is good news. The fresh wind that is blowing is not by accident. It's the result of a wide range of forces at work, from the work on the macroeconomic environment, work on the legislative environment, work on the executive branch of government to give effect to these things, and the participation of the private sector.
Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica, Colin Bullock, says the short-term prospects for the economy are positive, despite a 0.8% contraction for the July to September quarter. Mr. Bullock says the positive outlook for the October to December quarter is based on preliminary data for tourism, which shows a 9.8% increase in stopover arrivals for October and a near 19% increase in cruise passenger arrivals for the same period. He points out that the agriculture, forestry, and fishing industry is also expected to rebound.
In light of the above mentioned factors, we expect real GDP for the October to December 2014 quarter to grow within the range of 0.5% to 1.5%. Most industries are expected to grow, with the agriculture and hotels and restaurants industries projected to record the strongest growth.
Director General of the PIOJ, Colin Bullock. With that in mind, over 2,000 new jobs are expected in the hospitality sector within the next few months. That's a declaration from Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips.
There are currently three hotels, namely the Hyatt, the Melia, and the Blue Diamond, from Trelawney through to the Grill, that are being rebranded under new ownership and undergoing extensive refurbishment and expansion, involving a capital investment of some 34 billion Jamaican dollars, and which will contribute a total employment of some 2,600.
And the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries will be embarking on an agro-park expansion program over the next 5 years. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Derek Kellyer says the ministry has identified 8,000 hectares of agricultural land owned by the government for the establishment of agro-parks in Western Jamaica. These agro-parks will provide large-scale production and the level of consistency which will make the country more competitive on the world market. Also, work is in progress on the first major infrastructure under the National Logistics Hub Initiative. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller recently broke ground for the $20 million total logistics facility at the Kingston Wharves. Construction of the facility is to be completed in just under 1 year and will see some 150 persons being employed indirectly and directly. It's expected to be in operation by January 2016 and will provide employment for more than 450 persons. With the establishment of the total logistics facility, Jamaica is positioning itself to take advantage of the Panama expansion based on its strategic location in the Caribbean, where it will bring increased businesses to the island, especially in transshipment. Join us again next time as we continue to highlight the government's strategic priorities.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.